This is the Frank Fontana Show on WGN Radio. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Well, welcome back to the show, folks. You know, in the era of the badass lady bosses that exist out there, there's one, in my opinion, mom, wife, mother, now we can add author to that list, who's not only an entrepreneur, but she's a motivator to millions, and I believe is leading the pack. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Miss Elena Cardone.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're having me on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's great to talk to you. You know, I follow you on social media, you and your husband, Grant, huge fans of what you do and how you've built this empire so appropriately for your book, Build an Empire, which we'll get to in a second. Lots of people listening, some folks reaching out on social media, want to like learn about who you are, how you made that climb, that legacy story. And I've read a bunch of stuff, you know, leading up to the show, some articles and interviews you've done, where you say that Grant necessarily wasn't your stereotypical guy you thought you'd end up with.
Oh no. No, indeed. No.
No.
I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I was an actress. So that's who I hung out with. I hung out with actors, and then I was a pirate radio Harley girl, which was, you know, we rode Harleys around town. So I knew a lot of, you know, rock stars and actors. And so then comes along, I meet Grant on a commercial shoot. He's friends with the director, and he just seems kind of like, kind of an arrogant, businessman, you know, who kind of dressed in golf kind of attire, just like did not register on my radar at all.
Interesting. So, you know, for those who don't know Grant Cardone, why don't you give the folks listening a little background on Cardone Capital and your empire that you guys have?
Well, today my husband runs five businesses, and I totally support all of those endeavors and efforts to make that a success. We finally opened up a fund for accredited investors at Cardone Capital, and what we do is we own approximately 5,000 apartment units that produce income every single month, and then, you know, it gets distributed every month to our investors. In the next week, we're going to open another fund to non-accredited partners, investors, and I think that's going to even be bigger than the accredited fund. And the same thing, they'll get their monthly checks, and it's turned out to be an extremely successful, easy endeavor that we did. So we'll go to, we're at 5,000 now, we'll go to 10,000 probably in the next 6 months. Wow. And we're looking to build a multi-billion dollar real estate portfolio from that one thing. Then he runs a sales training, an online sales training program from anyone from the mom and pop business down the street to Sprint, Google. I mean, the heavies use it in their companies. And then he's been a five-time New York Times best-selling author. Like, he really is an author. I mean, he can write a book in 3 hours. I've seen it
Amazing.
Done.
Yes,
and it took me a year of like wanting to slip my wrist, but I finally completed the book after a year.
I know how that goes. Yeah. It took me the same amount of time to write my book, and it was laborious at the same time. But I've read Grant's books and the Millionaire Booklet, all that stuff. Great stuff, and I love the you know candid nature in which he delivers his message. And seeing you guys online and in social media, the transparency that you allow for people to view a slice of your life. You know, you hear a lot of stuff. We're all, you know, Insta fake and everything's fake. And I just don't get that from you guys. I mean, especially you. I mean, you, to me, are the epitome of the ultimate entrepreneur's wife. You're a badass in the sense that not only mentally you're there, but physically you're the way you train and, like, the military stuff you do. Like, we got to get into a little bit of that. Are you preparing for the next zombie apocalypse that we don't know about?
I'm a total super freak. I don't know why. Oh, well, I mean, my father was a world champion shotgun shooter. So I grew up shooting guns and kind of a tomboy. Then at around like fourth grade, you know, or third grade, when the boys and girls became equal in physical strength and I could no longer dominate them, I ditched the tomboy thing and said, okay, I'm just going to be a girl from now on. And then I went really the girl route. And only recently did I get back into the guns and now the martial arts, which I never knew before. I wish I would have discovered that 20 years ago because Oh my God, I love it. It's like it's awesome.
I've seen your kicks, and I'd be a little bit afraid.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah, well, I've never been in a fight in my life, and nor do I want to. But, you know, and anyone who knows me knows I'm fiercely protective of my family. So all I'm training for, other than it's fun and I love it and it's a great outlet, is I went in there and asked the sensei there. I said, I just need you to give me a chance. When I walked in there, I knew I had zero chance. There was no awareness of how to fight, how to throw a punch, how to kick, how to use an elbow, a headbutt. I mean, right. These were not on my list of arsenals, you know, like something I could go to. So I said, look, just give me a chance. I just need to stand a chance. So that's what I'm working for.
That's awesome. And you guys have what seems to be, and I can't imagine every second's perfect. I mean, that wouldn't be realistic. But to live with such a driven guy like Grant, and I consider myself an entrepreneur in many ways and not easy to be with because I'm always thinking and doing and preparing for the next thing and, you know, and out there speaking. So how do you navigate that 24/7 relationship with such a driven entrepreneur? Did you have to become him in a way to be able to survive?
No, I didn't have to become him, but I did have to become tough. So I'm not as sensitive anymore. I understand what I'm dealing with now, that he is a beast and that he can't go out there and be on the battlefield and slaughtering in deals and come home and know how to turn that off. So I understand that. And sometimes I navigate around that where I just disappear. Sometimes I just have to get food in front of them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just have to, you know, like I'm smart now. And when stuff comes at me, I've practiced discipline either with the martial arts or the training or the this and the that. Being the wife and not wanting to spout back, you know, because that gets us nowhere. And I'm good at it too. I have aggression too. So if he comes at me, the tendency is to want to fight back. But practicing discipline and keeping my mouth shut when it's not ultimately going to lead us, like there's no reason for it, because we've gotten to the point where he's not my enemy. And I know that. So if I need to just like, you know, dodge a few darts that are being thrown at me, I'm okay with that because I need him to be the beast. I cannot be the beast. I don't know how to do that.
I love that you say that, because to me that's such, I don't want to say old school, but there's something old school about that. That's my king going to conquer the next land, and I'm here, and it's evident in your book, and I don't know if I'm right on by this comment, but, you know, you truly approach this as, you know, an empress and an emperor, and your book cover, it represents that.
Thank you. Yes, I 1,000,000% look at my life as an empire and the king and the queen. And I don't think Grant does so much. Like he appreciates where I come from, but I have to get myself in that frame of mind in order to rise to the occasion, because wearing the crown comes with sacrifices. And that's one of the sacrifices. It's not gonna, when he walks in the door, it's not always going to be, hey baby, let's hold hands and watch TV and chill out. It's like that might happen. Like never, actually. I can't even think about it, you know? but that's not his job to do that. It's my job. If I want the romance in the relationship, like, that's my job to make that happen. And he just has to deal with it and go along with it.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
What I mean?
We're talking to Elena Cardone. Elena, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to do it. If you can hang. We're going to do a little bit of news, and then we're going to pick up and talk about the book, Build an Empire, How to Have It All. And then I'd love for you to dish out some, you know, relationship secrets to our listeners.
Million percent.
All right, cool. All right, hang out. We'll be right back.
The Frank Fontana Show. People, places, and hot topics that make Chicago on WGN Radio.
Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN Radio 720. We're here every Sunday from 1 to 3. I'm joined right now by my guest, very special guest, Elena Cardone. She is an author, a motivator, an entrepreneur, and a mom in between all this. Her new book is Build an Empire, How to Have It All. Elena, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, Elena, let's talk about the book. What was the biggest motivation for writing this book? And I got to ask you, why choose that name?
Well, the biggest motivation for writing this book was so many people that are just like me. You know, I consider myself just this regular, ordinary, normal girl from New Orleans, grew up in a middle-class family. Our family lived paycheck to paycheck, and now a lot of people could look at where I am now and say, you know, how did you do that? Because now we fly private. I appear from the outside, and I do have a very incredible life and lifestyle. So people say, how do you do that? How do you and Grant, how do I get my partner on the same page? So many different questions that I finally realized, that people don't think how I think. I thought everyone kind of thought like this, and then I realized people don't think like this. And so I really wrote the book as anyone who wants to try to get out or live up to their full potential but feel stuck, maybe these will be the tools that you need to kind of get you thinking bigger. So if you were like me, I was tired of thinking small. I was tired of criticizing. I was tired of, harping, nagging. And I finally changed my mindset. I adjusted a few things in my life, and all of a sudden Grant and I are shooting to the top. So yeah. I believe that anyone can have this as long as they have the right tools and change their thinking.
And you got, you know, you guys have a blueprint for how you live your life. And I'm assuming that part of this blueprint is in the book, or you're sharing some of the secrets, because I know you can't share all of them, but you're sharing.
No, I tried to share them all. I have nothing to hide. I'm not one of those, like, if I discover a recipe, I'm not taking it with me to my grave. I mean, I want to leave everyone enjoying it. Why should it just be me?
I
want everyone around me successful. So we can all, like, have a good life at the top together. The thing is the more successful I've become, and this is going to sound horrible, but I have met several multi-billionaires, and I expected them to kind of be my mentor, or I kind of not idolized, but looked up to them, like, oh, what can I learn from them? And they've been just horrendous disappointments.
Wow.
And so, you know, when I make it to the top, I want to just be like with my people who are there with me, because those are the people that are my people. Those other people that I thought were my people really aren't. So
wow,
that's kind of
logic
on that. That's why we invented we came up with Cardone Capital. It's really, I want all the little guys, you know, me included, you know, all of us to be at the top, looking at the billionaires across the row from us that never thought we could do it, and, you know, give a middle finger to them with a big smile,
of course,
no hostility,
flip, you know what I mean?
I want to be like, bam,
yeah,
how you like me now?
So let's simplify this. So if I am if I have, let's say, an extra $5,000, and I don't know what to do with that money, but it's disposable income, you guys have a program that could potentially, what, double, triple, quadruple that investment?
Yeah, I mean, it's all under the Cardone Capital. If you go to CardoneCapital.com, it lays out everything. But yeah, we buy investments that cash flow from day one, and then we always have the exit strategy in mind. That's really where we count on the bank, where somebody like a Blackstone or somebody, you know, a big, ginormous REIT that just wants to place cash. Mm-hmm. And so we buy really nice assets that those types of people want to come in, and they're willing to pay for it. And they do, and they have. And so that's what we do. So the big payday is on the exit. But in the meantime, we cash flow and, you know, do monthly distributions in the meantime.
And one of my favorite bits that Grant does on his social media is when he signs the checks, the real checks for people. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, because most people, it's painful to write a check to somebody. Grant takes joy in it.
Oh, absolutely! Because, you know, we're all in this together. You're helping us, and we're helping you. And it's like, that was the goal. Like, we're all going to the top together. We want to destroy and do things that have never been done. Raising money on social media, not paying a cent out to somebody that raises it for you. I mean, it's never been done before. Like, when this non-accredited fund opens, we expect it to close in 5 days, raising $50 million. I mean,
wow.
This is going to be like a punch in the face to Wall Street, and I can't wait to do it.
Good for you. And you know what? You guys have figured out the magic sauce to monetize social media. You've created TV networks, podcasts, Do you guys have your own studio in your house, or do you do that? You shoot that stuff in an off-site facility?
We have a studio in our offices. We own the building here, so we just created our own studio.
And how did you guys, did you just decide one day, we're going to go all in, transparent, be on camera, because it looks like you're basically filming your entire life in one shape or another. How is that to constantly maintain that? Because it's like feeding the beast. Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, well, we decided, you know, what most people do, they might film their or let you in, but once they get to a certain point, they close the curtain. And I understand that because we're open and susceptible to attacks and to lawsuits and to all kinds of crap, you know.
Right.
And so most people, and especially the people who have something to hide ethically, you know, or morally, want to close the curtains. And look, Grant and I are not perfect. We say it over and over and over. We are figuring this thing out as we go. But the one commitment we made to everybody, and the reason is because, like I said, we want to do this and disrupt the system. So we want to let you in on what we've done so you can do it too. So it isn't just for those elite snobs at the top. Sorry, I know. I should be nicer.
No, speak your truth.
But I feel that they have a real intention to keep people misinformed, uninformed, and held down. And that's what we want to disrupt. So even though that comes with its own set of sacrifices,
sure,
as you just mentioned, we are willing to always keep the curtain open, even though there have been times I have been tempted to say, I don't need this anymore. But if I had done that, then the guy at the top would have won.
Yep.
You know, at the top, you know, the quote unquote financial top, but
sure,
who knows what their life is like, you know, behind all that money.
Of course, of course. Now you got your life, you know.
Look, how to have it all. I want to have it all. I want to have all the money, all the friends. I want to have all the happiness. I want to have it all.
Why not?
And that's what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for. And I'm going to have my cake and I want to eat it, because what's the point of having cake if I can't eat it?
That's right. So, Elena,
what's the point of having a horn if I can't toot it?
I'm
you
with
know?
You. Toot it. Hey, so when is the book going to officially be out?
Well, it's at the printer now. I'm told November 7th is the latest. But the audio version is available right now.
Awesome. Where can people find information about the book and you on all your platforms?
On all my platforms, I'm Elena Cardone, which is E-L-E-N-A. And then Cardone is C-A-R-D-O-N-E. I'm Elena Cardone on all socials, and that's my website. And if you want to get the audio, if you want to pre-order the book with the audio version available today, you just go to ElenaCardone.com/empire.
Awesome. Elena,
and that's where I just revealed all the secrets, how to get you on the same page, how to find the right one, how to operate at, you know, 100% levels and really think bigger and take yourselves and everyone around you to the highest as you possibly can.
And folks, I encourage you to go follow Elena on Instagram at Elena Cardone. You will not be disappointed. It's entertaining. It's motivational. It's educational. Her and her husband, Grant. I've been following Grant for, God, a decade now. Learned a lot of great stuff from him and his sales tactics. I urge you, if you're in the sales business, go check out Cardone Sales Schools, all that stuff. And Elena, unfortunately, we do have to go. You are amazing. We appreciate you taking the time on a Sunday family day to spend a little bit with us.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me on the show. I had so much fun.
Cool. We'll have to do it again soon.
Deal.
All right. We'll talk soon, Elena. All right, guys, we are going to be right back, and then we're going to get into some cool Chicagoland Halloween haunts right after this.